Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And if you were listening on the radio a little bit ago, you would have heard me filling in for Pastor Lutz on the program that precedes us for the cause of Christ. Pastor John Lutz of the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood was busy with their church's vacation Bible school this week, asked me to fill in, and I spent that half hour talking a bit about Romans chapter 13, human governments, and some things there. And that was sort of a prelude to what we want to get into here this afternoon during this half hour. And we'll be talking about the Republican National Convention and some of the events that are going on leading up to that. And certainly, let me just encourage people to pray for the safety of the people, the delegates, and the just the whole area, that God would put his hands over this city, over this whole area. Know that there are people that the devil would like to use to try and stir up trouble and unrest, but at the same time, you know, we serve a great God who's able to defend and able to assure us and give us peace in the midst of all of the threats that you hear in the news. Certainly our heart goes out this afternoon as we think about the people over in France, in Nice, with that terrible terrorist attack that took place. I guess over 200 people injured, 80-some people dead, at least one father and his son from Texas were in the group of two Americans, and certainly with the number of people that are, I guess, on life support at this moment, probably the death toll is going to rise. And you know, this underscores the fact that we are in the midst of a spiritual battle. We need to pray for our country. In that particular case, it was the devil working through the false religion of Islam and causing that mayhem there. And we need to also pray that God would defeat the spirit of iniquity that already works in our world. We're joined today with Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And Chris, welcome to Live with Pastor Al this afternoon.
Good to be on with you, Pastor.
Hey, it's great to be with you here today, and I wanted to have you on. I thank you for letting me be on with you on your program. And let's see, News in Focus, that's on Thursday nights at 6:30, right?
That's correct.
Yes, on this station. And I want to thank you for being able to be on with that. But even more so, I want to talk about some of the things, maybe touch on some things that we talked about there. But also, we had the opportunity, you invited me to go up with you on Monday up to Cleveland. We walked around Cleveland, around the Quicken Loans Arena, through Tower City and Public Square and around Jacobs Field, walked around praying and reading the scriptures, praying over the area, asking God to intercede and bless. And I want to thank you for that opportunity. And would you like to share with us a little bit real quick about that?
Well, that's right, Pastor. What we did was took time to prayer walk the grounds in which the RNC National Convention will be taking place this week. Things have already kicked off in our city, as currently I'm at the CNP meetings here in Cleveland. That's the Council on National Policy. Mm-hmm. I'll share with that about in a minute. Actually, we had Senator Ted Cruz that stopped by this morning and gave a powerful speech to the group. These are national leaders, religious, political, and business leaders that meet two or three times a year from across the country. This year, of course, they're meeting here in Cleveland, just on the in advance of the RNC convention, because there'll be some of those that are holding over for the convention itself. But I'll get back to that in a minute. But took opportunity. Lots of prayer teams are praying for the city of Cleveland, praying for peace right now. And as you opened up in the top of the program, we saw again the attacks that took place in France last night, and our hearts and our prayers go out to those victims last night. But it's a reality that we're facing now. It seems like every week there's another tragedy. And we need leadership in this country. And that's, you know, we're praying. We really need God to move on the land. Our world is in turmoil, and we need to turn to the Lord. And so that's why we thought, look, this is a tremendous opportunity for Northeast Ohio. In fact, it's the first major political convention that's taken place in the state of Ohio since 1934. And that is the Republican National Convention. It's a big deal, as you and I both saw, all the temporary buildings and, you know, restructuring of the Jacobs Field and not Gund Arena, but Quicken Arena. That is going on in advance of the 50,000 visitors that are going to come into the city of Cleveland from all over the country. Of course, the different political Republican delegations from each state. And then, of course, Mr. Trump is the nominee, as he has won enough delegates, and he'll be confirmed. A number of things that are going on. The platform committee just wrapped up their work. And actually, the Republican Party platform is a very pro-life, pro-family platform. We received a report about that here at the CNP meetings last night. A lot of Christian people that were involved on that platform. One of the things that they adopted that we were encouraging was defunding Planned Parenthood.
Oh, praise the Lord for that.
The Republican Party blanket. So they did do that. And so that's wonderful things. But it really just comes down to implementation at the end of the day. And that's why we need to get a hold of God right now and just pray. You and I were praying and we walked the streets. Other prayer teams have gone forward. Of course, there's going to be evangelistic outreach. Your church is planning some. Cleveland Baptist, Calvary Chapel is also planning evangelistic outreaches in the city. And of course, tomorrow is a major prayer gathering at the Wolstein Center. We want to let everybody know about that. And they can actually go online and register for that. Actually, I'm on my cell phone, so I don't have that information in front of me. But it's called the response.
Yeah, the responseohio.com. That's the thing. In fact, with that in mind, if people go to the website for the radio station here, whkwradio.com, that's whkwradio.com, there's a link to the response and how to sign up for that, the information on that. And I would add to...
Of course, it's free. They just need you to register. As of our program on Wednesday, when we taped it, they had over 5,000 that were registered, and so there's many more that can be seated in the Wolstein Center. And this is a prayer gathering from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, that's Saturday, July 16th, through 4 p.m., and there'll be worship and prayer. And, you know, we talked to the director the other day, and he was just talking about how it's so important just that we pray and intercede for God's mercy on our nation at this time, and I completely concur with that.
And something else that the station here is doing that I think is kind of interesting is that each day during the convention, they're going to have area pastors offering a special prayer for safety and things during the convention at noon on here on AM 1220, The Word. And in addition to that, Chief Calvin Williams, the police chief in Cleveland, has issued an invitation to pastors and churches throughout the area to stand together in prayer during the week of the convention. And you had mentioned earlier about God raising up leaders. You know, this is a good thing, I think. When you see a police chief, you know, the chief here in Cleveland, Calvin Williams, looking to the faith community, asking pastors, asking Christians to pray for peace and safety during this convention, that's a great thing.
It really is. And, you know, we talked to some of the officers that are running security over here at the function that we're at over here on the Near East Side today. We've, last couple of days, talking to the officers. Of course, all law enforcement, their hearts are hurting for what happened in Dallas.
Yes.
What's happening across the country. And, of course, they have the black patch that's over their badges. And, you know, people are going up to them, shaking their hands, thanking them for their public service, and letting them know that we're praying for them. And we're praying for the city of Cleveland to be in peace during these proceedings, because they're the first line of defense.
That's right.
There's going to be trouble. And we pray that there's not. And, you know, Pastor, I think that you and I would want for nothing more than on the other side of the convention to look back and say, hey, things went pretty well, and we give God the glory, and that's what we'd like to see. And so we just want to encourage you folks, hey, if you're listening today, prayer is the order of the day. That's what we need to do. We need to pray for our city, the city of Cleveland, as it hosts this convention. It doesn't matter about your political persuasion. It's not about that. It's about praying for our country right now, and praying for the visitors that are coming into our city, and praying for peace for this city at this time.
Absolutely, and I wholeheartedly support the police and the security personnel, but I think I would actually say the first line of defense is God's people seeking God's face over this, because they're not going to be successful if we're not willing to spend time praying and interceding on their behalf. So really, I think this comes down to the Christians in this region, that we get out there, we do what we can. Not everybody's going to go downtown and try to talk to people directly, but wherever you're at, you can pray, and you can ask God to just put a spirit of peace upon this place, to protect, put his hands over this city and over the convention. And we know the devil would seek to cause trouble. There's people out there who have already, I don't need to name the groups or anything, but it's in the news, people planning all sorts of disruptions and all that. And we can just pray that God would defeat their plans and prevent them from accomplishing those things. Because we could see a mighty work of God in this city that, hey, you know, Lord willing, this could possibly result in people in this area, a spirit of revival, people turning back to God when they see God at work. This could result in a spirit of revival within the Republican Party. As you mentioned about the platform committee, there were attempts in that committee to take away some of the things that we fought for over the years that weren't there.
That's right. And of course, they were soundly defeated with a majority. And so that's so encouraging, Pastor. And we heard that full report last night here at the Council on National Policy meetings that are taking place here in the city of Cleveland. They'll wrap up tonight. In fact, which I mentioned is Senator Cruz spoke this morning. He passionately talked about the honor to run for as a candidate for president. He said, we came up short. But he said, you know, we thank God for the opportunity and all the support we got. I think he will be endorsing Mr. Trump at the convention in just a couple of days. And he is in town here with his family. And then, of course, there's a number of folks that are here. Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council. Phyllis Schlafly is here at the meetings. Colin Hanna, a number of national leaders are here at the meetings. And, you know, it's interesting. And, of course, the big announcement yesterday was it looks like Mr. Trump has chosen Mike Pence.
That was official today. Yeah, they made that official today.
Very good. We got word of that here at the CNP yesterday. I'm very encouraged by that.
Mike that's Pence an answer to prayer.
Strong Christian, good conservative, a very, very well-spoken man. He's had a stellar career. I think it's a great choice. He's a Midwestern governor. And so for all that I can see is, evangelicals are very encouraged by that. He's very pro-life, very pro-family. So I think that's a great choice as a VP pick. So, you know, there's some good things happening. And, you know, it's not a perfect world. We pray for the candidates. We pray for our country going forward. We're going to have an election in the fall. And, you know, our country's hurting right now. It's hurting on so many levels. There's people that are out of work. When you hear that there's 47 million Americans on food stamps, there's something wrong with that picture.
Right.
That you have to depend on the government to put food on your table. You know, so there's a lot of people hurting out there. We could do a lot better in this country. And I think that, you know, it's time for new leadership. And, of course, that's what happens here every 4 years is a peaceful revolution. And we call it an election. And then, folks, I want to encourage you to register. I want to encourage you to get informed on the issues and the candidates and vote your conscience, vote your Bible. I know that you hear that regularly here on this program, live with Pastor Al, and we're not endorsing anybody, but we're talking about opening up the scriptures, praying, and vote your Bible and pray the best. And you know, there's no perfect candidate. You know, it's funny. I was talking to one of our board members, and this is one of the people that he was supporting, did not make it. And then, he was just saying, we never really did have a good candidate. So, I have a preference. I go back to Ronald Reagan. I really liked Ronald Reagan. But I think he's right. I think, these aren't perfect people. We pray for the presidency, but, we thank God for the government that we've received through our founding fathers. And, of course, it's a representative republic with the balances of powers of the judiciary, the legislative branch, and the executive. And right now we see, of course, it's out of kilter with the judiciary really making laws, and there's some that has to be reined in. The courts have to be reined in and through the legislative process. But it was always based upon what John Adams said. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people.
Exactly.
It is wholly inadequate for the governance of any other. And
absolutely.
So, like George Washington said, without God in the Bible, it is impossible to govern. And so we need people that will, and we need to pray for those who are running for president. There's something about that office also that will humble you.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we pray that whoever is elected in the fall, that that humility and mantle will fall upon them. They'll realize the severity of the issue.
Absolutely.
Of being chief executive of these United States of America.
Chris, I wanted to point out something, too. You're talking about, you're mentioning about Christians being registered to vote and getting out and voting. In the last election, what was it, about 54 million evangelical Christians did not vote at all. And think what could have happened if they had gotten out and voted. They could have made a difference. And I really believe part of the problem of our country today is that a lot of, unfortunately, people who are in our camp, born-again Christians, people who have a strong conservative and biblical values, I believe it's a mistake that we make. If we can't have the perfect candidate, why, I'm just going to take my glove and go home. And we then complain when we don't vote about the result of the election that we didn't vote in. Well,
that's right. And we push policy. We push principles.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do at the Ohio Christian Alliance, because we've been around for a while where we've seen Democrat governors, Republican governors, and same thing with presidents, Republican presidents, Democratic presidents, and we still get issues passed, and we really tried to make the argument from a biblical worldview and from a conservative worldview, and try to win over the hearts and minds of our fellow countrymen and influence those in government at the State House and in Washington, D.C. And that's why we were able to get some things done over the years, pro-life measures, mm-hmm. pro-family measures, adding FDR's D-Day prayer at the World War II Memorial. That
mm-hmm.
was done under Barack Obama. And you think about it, never thought that would happen. I mean, in fact, in the first time that that bill was introduced, his undersecretary of the Interior opposed the legislation. But once it passed both the Senate and the House and it went to his desk, he quietly signed it on a Monday morning on June 30th, 2014. So, see, with God, all things are possible. That's what we
absolutely
believe, Pastor.
And when we look at these things, the Bible calls us to be salt and light. And I always point that out at our church and on our programs that, salt retards spoilage, decay. Light pushes back the darkness. And that's our responsibility. When we're not faced with perfect candidates, our responsibility, I believe, as a child of God, my responsibility is to be salt and light. I want to do what I can to at least retard the spoilage, the moral decay in our society, and I want to push back the spiritual darkness as best I can. And this election is important because we know right from the start, whoever wins the election, whether it's Republican or Democrat candidate, they are going to immediately nominate one justice to the Supreme Court. And then probably within the first year or two, they're going to have at least a second nomination to the Supreme Court, not to mention dozens and dozens of federal judges that they're going to put mm-hmm. forward. And I've pointed out before that the same-sex marriage did not come through the legislature or the executive. It came through the courts. Abortion did not come through the executive or the legislature. It came through the courts. And
that's right.
If we're going to hold true to God's command to be salt and light, to push back that spiritual darkness, to re- to retard that moral decay in our society. It's imperative, I believe, in this election that believers, Bible-believing Christians, get out and figure out which candidate is going to best allow them to accomplish that function.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, the Republican Party platform, they affirmed traditional marriage. And, you know, the marriage is between a man and a woman in their Republican Party plank. They did not acknowledge. In fact, they said the Supreme Court got it wrong.
Right.
You know, we've been hearing just the opposite narrative in the news, like, oh, it's a fait accompli, it's the law of the land, and, you know, and you just accept it, and, you know, now you got to have transgender bathrooms. Look, we can roll the tide back, folks, but it's going to take a revival and an awakening in this country. You've got to win over the hearts and minds of your fellow countrymen.
Right.
And they need to know the Lord. And so, Pastor, that's why I think it's so exciting that you're having the evangelistic teams hit the streets this week and going downtown and with all the visitors coming in. And there's international guests that are coming in, too. Let's not forget, they're coming in from all over. They're coming in from
right.
the South Pacific.
They're the media from, as well.
The media is coming in from all over the world. They're coming in from the Caribbean and Central America. So it'll be a wonderful opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad for the evangelistic teams that are going out. And of course, all the prayer that's going up. And again, folks, don't forget to pray. Be praying and interceding, because, you know, that's where the victory is won.
Absolutely. And we're talking with Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance, and we've been talking here about the Republican National Convention that's starting next week, about the prayer effort that's going on before it and will be going on during it, evangelistic outreaches. A number of churches are planning on going in the area, passing out gospel literature and trying to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ on the streets during the convention. But I want to do two things real quick here as we're wrapping up, coming to the bottom of the program. Have you give your website there, and then also remind people that you don't have to go downtown into the belly of the beast, so to speak, to pray. You can do it right
That's
where right. you're at. And a lot of things are taking place outside of Cleveland. Delegates, media, various officials and things associated with the convention are staying all over the region, way down in Akron and out in Euclid and Westlake. They're all over the place. Right? I think the California delegation is out towards Sandusky, even, where they're staying. So find out in your town where these people are at and just pray for the people that are there. You can do that. But
that's
what you're
exactly right. You might bump into them along the way, because there's going to be a lot of visitors here for the next week. And again, what you said, Pastor, is just so correct. You don't have to be coming downtown to be part of this. You can be praying for it, interceding, opening up the scriptures, and praying according to the scriptures for this event, for the people coming in, for the evangelistic teams, for the prayer ministries that will be going on. And then tune in, of course, on television, because this is a big event for Ohio. You
mm-hmm.
know, we're Northeast Ohio. And, you know, we're praying that it's a good event. And, you know, I think that the Democratic mayor, Frank Jackson, in fact, he is welcoming everyone. You know, they may play on different political teams, as it were. But, you know, welcoming and hoping everybody has a good time when they're here. And, of course, it's a big boost for our area as well. So, you know, and the people seem to be very friendly
mm-hmm.
That you and I talked with and engaged with on the streets down in Cleveland, whether they were wearing hard hats and getting ready for the convention or they're working at Terminal Tower. As we walked around and talked with folks, people were very friendly, and I think people are going to have a good time in Cleveland, and we want them to, and to have a great experience, and we just need to pray. And, of course, as the Scripture says, we go boldly in the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy in time of need. And folks, that's what we need to do in this troubled world right now.
Absolutely. Well, Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance, I want to thank you for being my guest on the program here today. And I want to encourage our listeners, like you said, pray for Cleveland, pray for the Republican National Convention, and see what God would have you to do. Maybe there's an opportunity that you can be a witness for the Lord during this time. We'll be talking about this more in our Sunday night program, Sunday night, 11 o'clock until midnight, and some other things. So pray for us. And Chris, give out your contact information, website real quick. Got about 20 seconds.
That's ohioca.org, or just Google Ohio Christian Alliance.
All right, and thank you for listening. And, of course, you can find us at livewithpastoral.com. We're out of time. Keep praying. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.